Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. Kelly Barfoot, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Emma. Thank you for having me on. I feel very privileged.
Well, it's so nice to speak to you. So you and I met each other recently because I was gifted one of the Box Fresh vegetable or fruit and vegetable boxes and was absolutely blown away by it and then became a customer myself. And then we were chatting on Instagram and I thought it might be quite a lovely feel-good habit episode to share with listeners your story, how you feel good, because you are the founder of a business, you're the founder of Box Fresh, yep. And you're doing amazing things as a busy mum. There's a lot going on. So what's your story?
Everything you said is kind of how it is. Starting a business in my 40s is a challenge with everything, but that's not to put anyone off. I want anyone to feel really excited and it's never too late and positive about that. But during running a business or a family or what, you know, habits are so important in our life, and finding feel good habits is not always easy. I think when we spoke before, we can, as humans, we're wonderful creatures of habit, but we will maybe go to ones that are not so good for us. I don't know why. It's just how we are. But finding the feel good in a habit that really helps us. I think once you get the feeling, that's what it is. You get the feeling from that habit. It kind of makes you want to do it again. And I know you've got into exercise, but it's like that with every little thing, whether it's finding a bedtime routine, how we eat, how we speak to ourselves, all those things. It's a habit, isn't it? And once you keep doing that and finding those without making them huge, I think I'm going to change everything all at once and have all these amazing feel-good habits, and now I just feel like a failure because I'm not achieving them. So I think it's one at a time, and I've over my life found things that help and guide me day to day. And I don't always achieve them, by the way. This isn't a, you know, we're not winning all the time, but they definitely help me in my life and coping, I think, with everything.
It's a good point. Habits are nothing but useful. Okay, so where are we starting? What's your first feel good habit?
Exercise for me, it's just part of me now. I went to performing arts school, so dance and movement and how that makes you feel has just been with me forever. So from having sort of, I then became a personal trainer, so having babies and finding that as my body has got older and lots of changes, I have kept that with me constantly. And the last year, I would say, has not been easy with the pandemic. Exercise has definitely taken a back seat. And I feel that, you know, I'm bringing that definitely has, I've had to bring that back in. And how maybe I help those habits, people get these habits themselves, like stress, sleep, routine. And I think with exercise, people can take it the wrong way or get the wrong idea that it's like full on and it takes our energy, but it's totally the other way. It's, it just feeds us. And again, if someone could take that in a magic pill, people, we want everything in this, you know, quick fix, but just find the habit and whatever that is, whether it's walking, like you say, you're going to, you know, if you're going out in the park, finding an exercise type that suits you and makes you feel good, then grab it with both hands and try and do it. I would say 5 times a week, 3 times a week, you know, make that movement, make it part of your day. And, you know, I've had lots of clients over the years, and but even my children or even my husband I work with, you know, when we're head on in and lots is going on, it's, we need to go and do something. You know, we haven't given our bodies the time that then feeds our mind and gives us just a break. It, but as you, you know, you've now got into exercise, you know, and I, how does that make you feel? You know, it's, I know it's important.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I have always exercised, but I've never really connected to why I was exercising other than to lose weight. Yeah. Whereas now it's that thing of wake up in the morning, what exercise do I need today? Where's my head at?
Yeah.
And also how am I feeling?
Yeah. And the weight loss or whatever other thing will come as a result of you exercising, you know, make your reason bigger, make the reason more about how it makes you feel and what's going on in here. And I think if we change the reason, we're going to be more motivated. But exercise for me and yeah, is, and I think everyone this last year, haven't they, kind of found, you know, online exercise, webisodes, you know, Zoom videos with exercising has become huge, and home equipment, you couldn't get hold of it. And I think this is fabulous. This is people realizing we can all find 30 minutes to get our bodies moving.
Do you know, in the first 3 months of lockdown, apparently sales, online sales of fitness equipment went up by about 6,000% globally.
Yeah, I don't think you could get hold of any. It was just sold out.
Everywhere, except for those resistance bands, which is why I was, for ages, I was waiting for dumbbells. I was waiting for dumbbells to come back in stock. I had these dumbbells that I really wanted. And then in the end, they still didn't come back into stock. Or when they did, they were flying. So I just bought resistance bands and have been very happy with that. Okay. What about habit number two, my friend?
Food. I know this is an obvious one. Yeah. I mean, this is a big part of my life, as well as running a food business. But again, that really good, how that makes me feel, what I eat, and how that makes me feel, absolutely has been tested this last year when we've worked strange hours, or even being a parent and you're short of time and you grab something. And it sounds a cliche, but food is, my mood changes. You know, I know it's so important, what I eat, but also cooking, and is kind of part of the process. It puts me in a good mood. You know, if I'm feeling a little bit sort of zapped of all my energy and feeling a bit brain fuzzed, I'll do like a batch cooking session at home and fill the freezer with stuff, because I just feel good, you know. And it's your plan, you know that you've got stuff in the freezer for the week, and it just leaves you feeling, you've turned your mood around into, you know, doing something positive. But also cooking for people, you know, when we could have people, I love cooking, and I like the feeling it gives other people. There's a lot of pleasure with food and feeding the family. You know, we always have people over and people say, Kelly, why are you doing this? You know, we've got a big family. This is really stressful, but it just sort of puts me in a happy place. And there's a lot of pleasure around. Even I think I heard you talk to Dr. Rupi, and it was the process of chopping and, you know, getting all the ingredients out, and people sort of saying, oh God, you're not too busy for that. But that's part of it. You know, you feel this, you know, it's part of a kind of not weird meditation, but I think it is. No, you go in a space and I've got, you know, I've got all these carrots to chop and all these onions, and you're just in the zone, and there's something, it makes me feel very, very positive. And
there's something about the brain is in a trance state, actually, more than you might think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that puts you into sort of a higher state of trance, which is actually apparently a very good gear for the brain to be in. Do you have any signature dishes that you, like if your friends get an invitation, are they going to be like, is she going to do that dish again? You got any signatures?
I do a very good chili, plant-based chili, which is really nice if you're having lots of people, because you can make lots of other, like, you know, nachos and guac and salsas and, you know, it's always kind of sharing food. A nice paella, things that I can get lots of veg in. My kids love the plant-based cottage pie that I cook. Things that are, we love tacos and fajitas and those kind of things with, yeah, the kids like spicy food. So a good curry. Yeah, we're quite a foodie family. We like...
Have you always been plant-based, or was that, when did that happen?
3 years ago. So when I was at school, the meat wasn't great, so I kind of didn't eat it there. And then I decided just not really to eat it, but I did eat fish and cheese. And then sort of having the children started getting me looking on the back of packets, and I really got into what was in food and, you know, was definitely more conscious of what I was buying. And then I married into a farming family. My husband's family are vegetable farmers. So I was connected to lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. And then starting a food business, I went to lots of events, and it just kind of fed my mind with more information that we just need to eat more veg. So I kind of said to the kids one day, I came home from an event in London and I said, I'm not going to eat these things anymore, but don't worry, mummy will cook whatever, you know, still what you guys like. And then I just converted all their favorite meals plant-based. And the minute they were like, mum, this is amazing, or that's not so good. don't do that one again. And we just went from there. So, and I just felt better for it. I say how I felt better in a womanly sense. I'm 46, so all my monthly symptoms went away, and that was really good for me. So that was interesting, but it was not a major change for me, because we eat predominantly right. You know, plant-based anyway, so it was just converting. You know, we still have pizza. We still have, yeah, spag bol, and we still have a roast dinner, and we still have those things. We just sort things around. So I didn't create anything weird and wonderful. I just focused on what my family love and tried to convert that so they still love it and make life easy. So, and now there's so many things available. Life is very easy, isn't it? It's not yeah, difficult, really.
It's been such a shock, actually, almost, to how easy it's been to eliminate meat from my diet. Which I wasn't expecting. But also, it's interesting what you say about how it affected basically women's health for you, how it affected your monthly symptoms, because that's definitely been something a few people have said to me, is that they definitely felt like PMS was less severe, or they got less cramping or migraines. I suffer really badly with migraines.
Okay.
At the same time every month. And the last 2 months, touch wood, since I've really made a concerted effort, I haven't had anything like the migraine that I've had previously. And even I would say 4 months ago, I had a migraine where I spent the entire day in bed, and I hadn't done that for years. I mean, entire day in bed, sort of feeling very sad and upset about being in bed, and like
that's not good.
Kneeling on the floor with my head down, just because I would just, all these weird things. Like if someone had walked in, they would have been like, Emma, you're really not well. But as I said, I haven't had that for a few months. Yeah. So that's interesting. So anyway, right.
Yeah.
What is habit number three?
I've got really into body brushing. I'm going to say this. It's not a major habit, but it has become a habit. And again, you know, during lockdown, I was working lots and lots of hours and kind of not neglecting oneself, but, you know, going to work in the dark, coming home in the dark, putting clothes back on. And then it was like, oh, life's slowly getting back to normal. I think we need to deal with what's going on here. And I've always had a body brush, but I've literally left it by my bed now. And morning and evening before showering, I'm just really got into it. And it's sort of sort of invigorates the skin, my skin tone and sort of the whole feel of it is just really lovely. So it's kind of spread through the office and everybody has got a body brush. we're all doing this body brush thing, which is it's a small habit. It's not a major, you know, because sometimes we just need those small things that we do in a day. And everyone's like, what's yours like? Is yours this rough? Is this what it should feel like? It hurts. And I'm like, yeah, it is quite hard. It should feel, and your skin should get quite pink and red, but kind of brushing upwards towards the heart. I don't know if you body brush, Emma. Do you do that?
I do. I have so much guilt around body brushing though, because it's
Sorry.
No, it's one of those things that I've recommended to people time and time again, because I do in also in trials and for things like cellulite reduction, it was proven to be far better than any topical lotion or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I used to say, oh yeah, get a body brush. And I remember when I worked on a magazine, one of the girls who I'd said, get a body brush, she came in the next day and she'd basically like savaged her skin and she was red raw.
I think that's a bit hot. Yeah, maybe
no,
it's a
bit.
No,
that's not the way it should be. Like she shouldn't, basically be like checking her seat for bloodstains. But I remember having a treatment at Neil's Yard years ago, the Neil's Yard in Clapham Junction. And the woman who did the treatment, dry body brushing treatment, said it should feel as light as a cat's paw. So actually the benefits of it are being very light-handed.
Yeah.
But it can be very tempting to sort of, you know, really listeners, you might be able to hear I'm like slapping my arms.
Yeah.
It's actually apparently you move more of the lymph and everything like that if you're much more mental.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna keep that in mind. So
just like as light as a cat's paw. As light as a cat's paw.
Yeah. Mine definitely doesn't. I think my brush is maybe a bit I'm gonna think about that tonight. Yeah, but body brushing. So that's one of the small habits that I've sort of.
I'm also interested that you do it in the evening, because I always thought it was a morning thing, because it can actually wake you up. Have you found that, or do you actually find it's quite good for winding down?
I think nothing would keep me awake at night. I'm really good at going to sleep. Yeah, I don't have. Yeah, I don't have a problem with going to sleep at all.
Okay, well, no. You spend a lot of time, I guess, like, I don't think, there's always that thing, isn't there? If you go to the sea or you spend time outside, you sleep like a log. So I guess you must spend a lot of time in the fresh air.
Yeah, we live right by the sea as well. So, and then, yeah, so, and I haven't really ever had trouble sleeping. So, but no, so I mean, it's not really late. I do it, and if then I then jump in the shower, have a bath. It's nice and relaxing, and
good.
You know, yeah. So it's fine.
I like that, because I do think body brushing is kind of underrated, and it's one of those things. I'm really glad you mentioned it in the context of a habit, because it's about consistency. It's about doing it every day, and that's when you get the payoff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Some people go, oh well, I've done it, but I've kept it in the cupboard in the bathroom, and I'm like, no, just have it like right by the bed, so it's sort of right there. Because any habit has to be consistent, doesn't it, to kind of benefit? That's
100%.
That's kind of, yeah, however annoying that is. I know people find that irritating.
It'd be great to do it just once and get all of those benefits in one go.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
What's habit number four?
Music in my life is a big thing. If my kids were here to tell you, music in the car, music at home, maybe it comes from my time in London when I was younger, out dancing, you know, but it's just an energy that I love. So if I'm cooking, music's on. So anything kind of funk, disco, Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation show, I absolutely love. So yeah, that is a big, big part of my life. And the kids know that sort of, oh God, that's mum's Spotify playlist, you know, here she goes. But it's sort of spreading into the kids, because especially my youngest, she sort of has got a very unusual sort of music repertoire that she loves, and she, you know, sings along, and I'm like, oh God, what have I done to her? She's, you know, but yeah, music is something that gives you a feeling, isn't it? And music gives me, it's something I always have on. And I sort of, whether it's, I don't necessarily think it's needs to be the noise. It's that it's relaxing. And it's, even if it's sort of loud and the kids are often telling me, can you turn the music down, Mum? music is a big thing in my life, and I like it. It's good. So,
I have been wanging on. My poor friend Inga keeps getting text messages because I keep listening to the live concert of Sign of the Times, Prince Sign of the Times, and that.
Oh, so yeah.
So I tend to gorge on music. So I will go through fits and starts of, like, a few weeks ago it was Harry Styles nonstop. Now it's Prince.
But that's quite nice because you're in the zone, aren't you? I mean, I'm like that with live music in general. Like, I took my mum to see Andrea Bocelli when, you know, and it was, I just cried. Now if I see him on the, you know, on Sky Arts, you know, it's lovely when he was, you know, doing a concert. It just creates such a feeling for me that emotionally I'm just like, I'm there. And some people are not connected to music like that. It doesn't ignite anything in them, does it? But I'm a bit sort of this, listen to lots of something in one go. You know, I'm into, I don't know, you know, yeah, Chaka Khan, and I'll listen to loads of that. And then it's, you know, but it's nice if it puts a smile on your face and gives you that feel good feeling. That's what it's about, isn't it?
100%. If I only have to listen to like the opening three chords of a Black Crowes song, and immediately I'm 16 again and I think I'm going to become a rock star. It just happens in a moment. It's like it ignites an emotion.
Yeah. And that's, I think sometimes with habits, people feel it's a lot of doing, whereas, and then that create in their minds, they're like, oh, that's a lot of hard work. Whereas some habits require us to put a lot of effort in, and some habits are just giving us time to absorb. And I think you absorb music, and that's a really nice thing.
Okay, how are we rounding off your habits, my friend?
Probably I should mention my family. No, my children and my husband. Time together, which is not, even though we've had lockdown, time together is a really important one. And we're a very close family, but now they're getting older, teenagers, we're getting a bit more sort of separated because they don't always want to be with us. So that's kind of eating together, habits that we do together are, I'd say, important to me. And I think they're important to them. You know, they kind of know that we do things. And especially the second lockdown, we were all very much together. And I think we learned a lot about each other because we were all literally couldn't see anyone. You know, this recent lockdown was really tough. And Christmas was just us. But I think we created new habits with each other and became a lot more tolerant. And, you know, my son's 18, my other two daughters are 17 and 13. And it's not always an easy environment, but we ended up sort of really reflecting and loving that time together. And that can be as easy as, you know, we love playing backgammon, cooking together, walking to the beach, watching them, you know. And the kids would go, is this all we can do? And I said, yeah, but this is it. And let's be comfortable with just it. You know, it was freezing. We had the coldest start, you know, we didn't have one of those mild winters. But I think, taking really simple stuff that's happened, and I like us doing stuff together as a family. And I think the kids have found that's important as a habit for them too. So as a family, it's what we try to do. It's never perfect. I do want to reiterate, but I think, and I've definitely lowered my expectation in that, because we can want to create these lovely things as a family and it's never quite what we expect. So, I think that's important.
That's really interesting actually, about lowering expectations. I wonder whether that has helped some people in lockdown, the fact that lots of variables were no longer applicable. I wonder whether changing one's expectations to actually not expect wonderful things to constantly happen, I wonder if that actually led to people feeling more content.
I mean, I hope so. I think definitely for me it did, because we didn't know what was going to happen. Our expectations of the future were totally out of our hands, and we're using energy thinking about that, and that's human. We all do that. It's even when we try not to, but just removing the expectation, removes the anxiety or helps with the anxiety, and us just being content with those simple things, you know. And I know it's takes it back to basic things, but if that's all we had, wasn't it, the last year, you know, we couldn't, you know, I haven't put going on holiday as my healthy habit because that's really not been there. You know, things that we would normally love to do, I think we found new habits. My habits are things much simpler, because they're definitely not going to Ibiza and doing all the, you know, all the or our other things that we would see as things that we love, and going out for dinner and doing all, it's just not been part of our life. So I wanted to use habits that have been relevant really for the last year.
Yeah, the stuff that's right in front of you, enjoy it.
Just take it, because, you know, one day maybe it won't be there and we'll all be maybe thinking, oh, life was a little bit simpler, wasn't it? Or mm-hmm. Definitely finding habits and the simple stuff, and I think we'll get a lot from them.
I love those are great habits, Kelly, thank you.
It's all right.
I've really enjoyed those. I now feel as though Box Fresh should have a Spotify playlist.
I think we might have to do one. I think the office would go insane because they're like, oh, here she goes again.
No, but yeah, you should have certain recipes that have a certain playlist, like 20 minutes okay. to prepare, 20 minute funk playlist.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. We were actually looking at that because you just put kind of the QR codes on the recipes, and we were thinking of putting some tunes on there to help you get cooking. So, but yeah, and running a business with my team, it's, you know, sometimes they will pick up on my habits and it kind of spreads. And if those make other people feel good, and they take tiny bits of that and fit that into their life. So I really share openly with that, you know, we're a very small but open team, and it's lovely that that can be spread and make other people feel good, and they can take those things on. So we all need that right now.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing these, listeners. I'll obviously put the link to Kelly and Box Fresh in the show notes. But Kelly, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Emma. Bye.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.